Congratulations, you're on minus two. Ladies and gentlemen, call up your banker and get ready to invest in another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to see who will be the masters of the Inquisition. But just before we do, I'd like to give a shout out to Decision Monkey for the 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you very much, very much appreciated. And if you do want to leave a review, that would be wonderful. Also, would like to say thank you to new listeners that we've had in Australia, Germany, New Zealand, Canada, Costa Rica, Sweden, Austria, Belgium, Hungary, and Turkey, as well as the usual from America, United Kingdom, Ireland, and of course, the Czech Republic. So thank you to all of those listeners. And also, if you would like to email in questions, I'd love to do an occasional round called Listener's Questions. So if you do want to listen for the audio bed later in the episode, other than that, let's meet this week's players. So on team one, we have Eric. Welcome to the Inquisition for the first time. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Excellent stuff. You're very welcome. And Amanda, also here for the first time. You're very welcome.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Excellent, and all good?
Yeah.
And welcoming back, I think it's your fourth or fifth appearance now, Tejas. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Cool, you're very welcome. And on team two, another newbie for the first time, who I also co-host a James Joyce quiz with on Mondays in Prague. Grant, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
And also returning again, my beautiful girlfriend, Christy. How are you, Christy?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Wonderful. And returning, I think, for the first time in season two, but you've been on a few episodes in season one, Debbie. How are you, Debbie?
Good. Happy to be back.
Excellent. Well, you're very welcome as well. So we'll start with round number one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer. But they can pass it to the other team if they want, who can answer for 1 risk-free point. So team one, in the film Home Alone 1, what was the family's holiday destination?
Paris.
You're going to say Paris? That's 2 points. Team number two, in Home Alone 2, what was the family's holiday destination? In Home Alone 2, what was the family's holiday destination?
New York.
No. Minus 2 points. It was Florida. Kevin ended up in New York.
Oh.
The family went to Florida where it rained all the time.
I also wrote New York.
Okay, team number two. Dump, floater, and wipe are terms used in which court sport? Dump, floater, and wipe are terms used in which court sport?
Do you want to take us?
Volleyball?
It is volleyball. 2 points to team one. Team number two, in what court sport do you have the terms flexible wrist, stroke, shaft, and Danish wipe? In what court sport do you have the terms flexible wrist, stroke, shaft, and Danish wipe?
Have any of you played that?
I have played that, and I don't know any of those terms.
So what is something that they will any idea what they would?
No.
And we lose points if we get it wrong.
Yes, but you can pass it.
We can pass it. Anything. They only get 1 point.
Though. They only get 1 point, yeah. Because they're on 4, you're on minus 2.
I'm okay with passing.
I think so.
Yeah, let's pass.
Okay.
You're going to pass?
Mm.
Okay, team one, you can answer for 1 with 3 point.
We don't lose any right if we get
no,
it wrong.
No, nothing to lose.
Yeah,
handball?
No, not handball. Team two, what were you thinking of answering?
Squash.
Okay, it's lucky you didn't. It's in badminton.
Oh. No way.
In badminton.
I don't think of that as a court, but I guess it is a court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of judges like to play it. Sorry. Team number one, what was the Titanic's first port of call to pick up passengers? What was the Titanic's first port of call? I need it more specific than a country name.
We don't know.
So we would like to pass.
You're going
to
pass? Okay, team number two, what was Titanic's first port of call?
Where?
I think it was.
But that's where it was built.
Uh huh.
That's the answer. Mm-hmm. But I'm not 100% sure.
It's risk-free.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay, well,
risk-free. Go for it.
Liverpool.
No, not Liverpool. It was built in Belfast, registered in Liverpool, but its first port of call was Southampton.
Well, we had that on us.
Of course.
And team number two, your question three, what was the Titanic's last port of call? Not the iceberg. Too soon? And I'll accept either or name. There's an old name and a new name. I'll accept either.
Liverpool.
No, it wasn't.
Severance!
Minus 2 points. It was Cove in the south of Ireland, near Cork, or Queenstown as it was known then. I think it was Southampton, then it went, picked up people in France, and then to Cove in the south of Ireland, and then to the iceberg. Okay, team one, question four. Tiramisu traditionally contains which type of cheese? Tiramisu traditionally contains which type of cheese?
Mascarpone cheese.
It is. Well done, mascarpone cheese. And team two, what type of cheese is used in the Slovak national dish halušky? What type of cheese is used in the Slovak national dish halušky?
Is it brinza?
It is brinza.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be here all night.
Congratulations, you're on minus two. Okay, last question of the round, team one. In which card game is it possible to skunk or double skunk your opponent? In which card game is it possible to skunk or double skunk your opponent?
We would like to pass.
You're going to pass it, team two?
Cribbage.
It is in cribbage, you're back to it. Team two is back to minus one. And team two, question five, last question of the round to you. In which board game can you build a wall called a prime and you also bear off your pieces? In which board game can you build a wall called a prime and bear off your pieces?
Backgammon.
It is backgammon. Nice. 2 points. So at the end of round number one, team one picked up 6, so they're on 6. Team two were kind of up and down, but finished the round on 1 point. Woo! So plenty of points to play for. Okay, we'll move on to round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point, and if only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. So here we go. Which internet site calls itself the front page of the internet? Which internet site calls itself the front page of the internet? So question number two, which English city has the most English Football League title wins? That's including the old First Division and the Premier League. Which English city has the most English Football League title wins? That would be the wins put together by any teams in that city. Okay, question number three. Called Tetronymos, how many different pieces feature in the computer game Tetris? Called Tetronymos, how many different pieces feature in the game Tetris, the video game Tetris? Question number four. The main events of which book take place on the Mediterranean island of Pianosa? P-I-A-N-O-S-A. The main events of which book take place on the Mediterranean island of Pianosa? And on to question five, last question of the round. What is the southernmost South American capital city? What is the southernmost South American capital city? So let's get to the answers to round number two. Team one, which internet site calls itself the front page of the internet?
That would be Reddit.
You said Reddit. And team two?
Reddit.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Team two, which English city has won the most English Football League titles, First Division and Premier League? What city did you say?
London.
You said London. And team one?
Manchester.
It is Manchester.
Yes.
2 points. Yes. Manchester, between Man United and Man City, they've won 29.
Yeah.
In second place was Liverpool with 28, between Liverpool and Everton.
Yeah, but, I forgot about Everton completely.
Okay, team one, called Tetronymos. How many different pieces feature in the game Tetris?
We have 7.
7. And team two?
6.
It is 7.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one
seven.
Did we miss?
No,
there's two of the Z ones.
Yeah.
They're two different
yeah,
pieces.
And I also always argue that it's the same, but
yeah.
apparently it's not.
It's
yeah.
not because they can't fit in the same
yes.
space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, team two. The main events of which book take place on the Mediterranean island of Pianosa? You guys said?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. And team one?
Count of Monte Cristo.
Okay, neither of you are correct. Oh. It is Catch 22.
Oh!
Catch 22.
Yeah.
Okay, Joseph Heller.
Yeah.
And team one, question five. What is the southernmost South American capital city?
Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires. And you guys said?
Montevideo.
It is Montevideo.
Oh,
yeah.
Is
yeah, I
too much needed points there.
Thank goodness.
So at the end of that round, team one picked up 5, bringing them up to 11. Team two picked up 3, bringing them up to 4.
Woohoo! Woo!
So we move on to round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions, where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If they both have the same answer, they both get 2 points, and there's a bonus 3rd point if they get it bang on. So your first question, flowing from the Krkonosha Mountains in the north of the Czech Republic, all the way to the Baltic Sea through Germany, what is the length of the Elbe River in kilometres? What is the length of the Elbe River in kilometres? Known locally in the Czech Republic as the Labe. Okay, question number 2. How many studio albums has Pink Floyd released? How many studio albums has Pink Floyd released? So not compilations, greatest hits or live albums, only studio albums. How many have Pink Floyd released? Okay, question number 3. According to Wikipedia, how many victims did Jeffrey Dahmer kill? According to Wikipedia, how many victims did Jeffrey Dahmer kill? Okay, question 4. In what year was the Big Mac first introduced? In what year was the Big Mac first introduced? And on to the last question of the round, question 5. And this is one that some of you might be able to get bang on. How many different colours appear on the flag of the Seychelles? How many different colours appear on the flag of the Seychelles? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number 3. Team 2, what is the length of the Elbe River in kilometres, you guys said?
625.
625, and team 1?
We said 550.
It's 1,112 kilometres.
Yeah, that is the thing, it's the whole
yeah.
2 points,
yeah,
I guess.
2 points
that,
to team 2.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
You almost put it, sorry.
Okay, team number 1, how many studio albums has Pink Floyd released? You guys said?
We said 7.
7, and you guys?
7.
So you both get 2 points on that. It was 15.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I mean, they go back into the 60s, right?
Yeah, they go back a long time. Question 3, team 2. According to Wikipedia, how many victims did Jeffrey Dahmer kill?
24.
24, and team 1?
30.
30, it was 17.
Whoa.
He's okay. Not so bad, is he? 2 points to team 2. Team 1, in what year was the Big Mac first introduced?
Said 1978.
1978, and team 2?
1973.
1973, it was 1967.
Oh my god.
Look at that. 2 points to team 2. And team 2, how many different colours appear on the flag of the Seychelles, you guys said?
4.
And team 1?
6.
6, so you both get 2 points because the correct answer is 5. So it's blue, yellow, red, white and green. Kind of like in beams
so white,
coming
white
out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So at the end of that round, team 1 picked up 4. That puts them up onto 15. But team 2 picked up a fantastic 10. Puts them up onto 14.
Yes!
Everything to play for.
Ooh.
So we move on to round number 4, which is called the knockout. Teams are given a category with multiple answers and we go back and forth and the team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down, and you get 1 point for each correct answer and you get to keep on playing. If you give me an answer that's not on the list, you'll be knocked out for the rest of the knockout. Team with the lowest score starts. So that is team two. We'll start with Debbie. Name the cities in the world. Some are capital, some are not. Name the cities in the world with the 15 oldest metro systems. Underground metro subway systems. The 15 oldest metro systems in the world.
London,
this is the oldest. That is 1 point. Eric?
Paris,
that's the fifth oldest. 1 point. Christy?
Moscow
is not there. Christy is frozen out. Amanda?
New York.
New York is there. It's, I think, 8 or 9. That's including New York subway and PATH. So 1 point there for team one. Grant?
Budapest,
the third oldest in the world, second oldest in Europe. 1 point there. Tejas?
Prague? Yeah.
No, Prague isn't that old. That was 1970s, yeah. I think. Tejas is frozen out. Debbie?
Berlin
is there. Seven oldest in the world. Eric, that hurts when she said okay, Eric, anything that's obviously not in Germany? Or it could be, who knows? Not Berlin.
Yeah. Munich.
Munich is not there. Eric is right. Frozen out.
I don't know. Some of them could be underground. I don't know.
Okay, Munich is not there. So Eric is frozen out. Grant?
Glasgow,
fourth oldest in the world. 1 point. Amanda?
Brussels
is not there. Amanda is frozen out. That means team one is completely frozen out, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, Debbie?
Boston?
Boston is there.
Nice.
Very good. Grant, are you frozen out?
No.
Grant?
Mexico City?
Mexico City's not there. Grant, you're frozen out. Debbie?
Chicago
is there. 1 point.
Nicely done.
They've been there, I'm just guessing.
Keep going.
Again, Debbie?
St. Petersburg
is not there, so that's everyone frozen out. Team 1 picked up 2 points, that puts them on 17. Team 2 picked up 6 points, that puts them on 20. You guys are now in the lead, which means you guys will go first for the second knockout. The other ones you didn't get were Athens, Philadelphia, Hamburg, Buenos Aires, Madrid, Barcelona, and Tokyo. Okay, we go on to the second knockout, and this time we'll start with team number 1. So I put into ChatGPT, most common individual items for a weekly shop, and it returned to me 20 answers. I asked for 20. Some of the items are not individual, you know, so I will be quite generous with the points as well. But if you have any problems, take it up with ChatGPT. Like, for example, if it might have said footwear instead of saying trainers, flip-flops, or high heels, as individual or not individual. So you get the idea? Okay, so Eric?
It's for a weekly shop.
This is like grocery store stuff.
Yeah, grocery shop.
Water?
Bottled water or other beverages. That's 1 point. So other beverages in that way would be now out. Debbie?
Eggs,
yep. 1 point. Amanda?
Butter?
Butter is not there. Amanda, you're frozen.
Who are these people?
Dairy products?
It's a robot that doesn't eat. And actually, there's nothing even butter related, really.
Huh.
Unfortunately. Christy?
Bread.
Bread, 1 point. Tejas?
Chicken
breast or other poultry, yep. So that's gone now, 1 point there. Grant?
I'm not sure if this has already been disqualified, but milk?
Milk is there.
Okay, good.
One point. Eric?
Apples,
well, fresh fruit, apples, bananas, orange, etc. So that's fruits gone, pretty much. Debbie?
Tomatoes?
Technically they are a fruit, but on here they're fresh vegetables, e.g. lettuce, tomatoes, onion, carrots, so I will give you that, but that is vegetables generally gone. Okay, Tejas?
Salt.
Salt? Okay, I'll give you that. It's under fresh herbs and spices, but that's going to disqualify everything. So salt, yeah, 1 point. Christy?
Baby formula
is not there. There's nothing related to any baby products here. So Christy's frozen out. Tejas?
Toilet paper?
Damn!
Nice one. Nice one.
I was
going to
ask about this the next one.
Personal care items, toilet paper, toothpaste, shampoo. Ooh, that's all gone. Shampoo. That's 1 point. Debbie? Sorry, Grant?
Yeah, sorry. That was my answer. Cereal.
Breakfast items, cereal, oatmeal, breakfast bars is there. That's 1 point. Eric?
Cleaning utensils, such as detergent.
Cleaning supplies like dish soap, laundry detergent, that's there. That's all gone now. 1 point to team one. Debbie?
Cheese.
Cheese is there. 1 point.
Cheese but not butter?
Yeah.
Get out of here, ChatGPT.
Do you want a second go then, Eric? Because I skipped you the last time.
I'm not ready, I think. No, sure. Pet food.
Pet food is there. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. 1 point.
Very good. Yeah.
Grant?
Hamburger. Beef.
ground beef or other meat. So I will give you that. Yeah, so beef or meat or stuff like that, that is now gone as well.
Didn't we already have meat?
We had chicken and poultry.
Oh.
Yeah. Tejas?
Would fish count as separate thing?
Are you answering? Are you
fish, yeah.
Fish,
yeah.
Fish is not there. Take that. It's frozen out. Debbie? There's not many left now, actually. You guys have done very well with it.
Potatoes?
Potatoes is not there. Debbie is frozen out. Eric?
Candy.
Candy is not there. Eric, you are frozen out. Grant?
Condiments? Mustard, ketchup?
Condiments like mustard
ketchup.
And ketchup. Not like that, they're not there, no. So that's everyone frozen out. So at the end of the second knockout, you each picked up 7. That puts team 1 on 24, team 2 on 27. The other ones were rice or pasta.
Of course.
Canned vegetables or beans.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta sauce or marinara sauce. Yogurt. Snacks, e.g. chips, crackers, and granola bars. And cooking oil, e.g. olive oil or vegetable oil. Still 24 to 27, it's still very close with 2 more rounds to go. Okay, we move into round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct exactly on the number, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. Teams will also get 1 point for each individual answer that they have correct as well. Teams must have their answer and total clearly written by the end of the minute, which starts after I read the questions. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yep.
So, the length of a quarter in an NBA basketball match. The number of Best Actor Oscars Tom Hanks has received. The number of land borders that Greece has. And the number of UK number ones that Lady Gaga has had. So 1 minute starting now. Length of a quarter in minutes in NBA basketball. Number of Best Actor Oscars Tom Hanks has received. Number of land borders that Greece has. And number of UK number ones that Lady Gaga has had. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, 10 seconds, guys.
So we gotta add it up though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this many for the last one. I would just put
and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So team 1, what is
it? You have it there, you have it. He's got it written.
So you want the total number, right?
Team 1, yeah. What's
it? Individually,
it's 20.
Team 1, your total number is 20. Team 2, your total number?
35.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. But team 1, length of a quarter in a basketball game?
12.
And you guys said?
15.
It's 12. 1 point to team 1. Number of Best Actor Oscars Tom Hanks has, team 2?
3.
And you guys said?
You said 2. 2.
1 point it is, 2, Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. Team 2, number of land borders that Greece has, you guys said?
4.
And team 1, you said?
3.
It is four. Albania, North Macedonia, Bulgaria, and Turkey.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's shit.
1 point to team two. And team one, number of UK number ones that Lady Gaga has had.
Five, he said five.
You guys said five, and you guys said?
13.
13. She's had six. Just Dance, Poker Face, Bad Romance, Telephone, Shallow, and Rain
yeah,
on
I was thinking,
Me.
Yeah, I was thinking.
And so on to the total. Team one, you said you had 20. Team two had 35. Well, we had 12, 2, 4, and 6, and they add up to 24, so 2 points to team number 1. That puts you on 28, and team 2, you picked up 1 point that round. That puts you also on 28 going into the final round. Okay, and so we move into the final round, round number 6, Grab the Fruit, with each team on 28 points. We've never had a tie going into the final round, but the teams will be given 11 questions, and the team will have to shout out the name of their fruit to get to answer. 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points, but if they are wrong or they take too long, it will go to the other team. If they're both wrong, we'll pass it back and forth a couple of times. Team 1, what fruit have you chosen?
Peach.
You're going to go with peach, and team 2?
Lime.
So peach and lime. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, round 6, question 1. In Game of Thrones, who was the mother of dragons?
Peach.
Lime.
Peach.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Daenerys Targaryen, 2 points. Question number 2. How many stars are on the flag of China?
Peach.
Peach.
1.
No.
No.
2. No.
Okay, peach.
7? No.
Wait, can we confer 3? At this point?
No.
5. No.
Again, it's your answer.
5.
It is 5.
Okay. Oh. It was either 5 or 7.
I was thinking, yeah, but I'm too slow this round. Yeah.
Question number 3. It is summer 2003. Who are the current Rugby Six Nations champions? Summer 2003, just for future listeners, who are the current Six Nations champions
Beach.
In rugby? Yep.
Ireland.
It is Ireland.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Question number 4. Which element has the atomic number 1?
Peach.
Yep.
Hydrogen.
2 points. Okay. Question number 5. How many legs do 8 dogs have?
Peach.
Yep.
24.
No.
Lime.
Yep.
32.
It is 32. Yeah. 2 points.
Batman.
Question number 6. Which character lives in the fictional land of Honalee?
Lime.
Lime.
Wait. Half the magic.
Yeah.
But no, you can't help.
Yeah, she can't
help. Puff the magic.
I was going to say that, but... Yeah,
no, you can't
help.
Yeah, 1 second. Sorry.
Question number 7. In what North American country did Hawaiian pizza originate? In what North American...
Beach.
Canada.
It is in Canada. 2 points. Question number 8. Which band had a 2000 hit with Viva La Vida?
Beach.
Yep.
Coldplay. Yeah.
It is Coldplay. Question number 9. What was the first city to host the Olympic Games twice?
Beach.
Yep.
Mexico City?
Nope.
Peach? LA?
No, this team. Sorry. You guys have a chance to answer.
Athens?
No.
LA?
No.
Rome?
No. I'll give you each one more go. Any, you can shout out.
I don't remember the question. London?
Not London, no. What was the first city to host the Olympic Games twice? Last chance, team 2?
Paris.
It was Paris, 2 points. Yeah. Question number 10. What is the middle color on a regular traffic light?
Peach.
Yep.
Yellow.
Yep, 2 points. Question number 11. In the new Barbie movie, who plays Beach Ken?
Beach.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling.
It is Ryan Gosling. 2 points. And so at the end of round 6 and at the end of the quiz, team 2 picked up 4 points in the last round, bringing them up to 32. Team 1 picked up a whopping 18 points, bringing them up onto 46. So commiserations to Christy, to Debbie, and to Grant. You guys made it very good. You had quite a good comeback earlier in the quiz. And congratulations to Eric, Amanda, and Tejas on a fine victory. Well done, guys. So thanks, everyone, for listening to The Inquisition. Do email in some questions. You heard the email address earlier. And we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. So take care. Thank you and goodbye.
Any part of its itinerary?
It was registered in Liverpool, so I think it stopped there, but it didn't pick up people. a proviso, though I've never felt the need to say this before. One answer per question. Because I did a recording last week with friends from Ireland who were over at a stag party, and one team had two answers down, rubbed one out and goes, we'll go for that one. It's like, you can't have two answers. Well, you never said we couldn't. And then it was like a 20-minute argument about it. For your own safety and security, that you know it is seven.
You know what I'm going to do on the tram ride home.
Smash the window?
Yeah. My guess was Liverpool because Luke is a fan.
It hurt me to put that question in about Manchester, to be honest, because I hate Man United.
Confirmed?
Yeah. Well, actually, because I was looking at Ted Bundy first, but there's like confirmed and suspected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas actually with Jeffrey Dahmer, it's confirmed and suspected the same. There's actually...
He confessed it.
There's no real ambiguity, yeah.
He also just had their body parts.
Yeah, in the fridge. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Yeah,
we've never had a tie going into the fire.
That's cool.
Real nail biter.
Yeah. I like it.
I've always been bad at this round.
I just like freeze. Yeah.
Ah, man, we got murdered in that last round. That was humiliating.